This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you, Tim Mize. And, of course, we enjoyed hearing that ball game and, of course, enjoyed knowing that the old-timers got together one more time anyway. We're just underway here. As the tip was controlled by Lincolnwood, they went down and scored. It was a bucket by Evan Hopper, and Staunton came right back to Mr. Booth, and Ethan with a shot that was good. Ties this one up 2-2, and that's where we are here in the early going. For the Staunton Bulldogs, they come in with a 12-9 record on the season. They're starting Kyle McCullough, Brent Kinder, Devin Ray, Ethan Booth, and Frank Goss. For the Lincolnwood Lancers at 14-9, they're starting Will Jenkins, Sam Herman, Sean Goebel, Evan Hopper, and Cole Sidwell. That gets you up to date as we have played just about 2 minutes. We're tied 2-2. Lincoln with the ball. They throw it away. Underneath, it's a steal for Kinder. Kinder's going to dish it back to McCullough. Goes back to Kinder inside the Booth. Off the glass, left side. It's no good. They're going to call Booth for leading with the forearm, and it'll be a charge foul against Ethan Booth. So that will go down not only as a personal foul, but also as a turnover, and negates the 2 points that would have given the Bulldogs the lead. Coach Ty Locks, in disbelief on the sideline, has one hand on his hip trying to get an explanation. The official too involved in the ball game to worry too much about explaining things any further to the coach. Lincolnwood with the ball will take the ball up top, giving it off to Will Jenkins. He's between the circles. He tries to lead lob pass into the corner. Shots up and no good by Sean Goebel. Rebounded, however, by Sam Herman. He'll kick it back out. Three-point attempt up and no good. This one coming from Cole Sidwell. The Staunton Bulldogs come back with the rebound, and they'll head down the other way. It is Kinder with the ball over to McCullough. Inside, they'll go to Goss. His turnaround jumper is no good. Good defense there by the Lancers as Evan Hopper did a good job of sealing him off from getting inside. Now around the perimeter, up top to Hopper. His shot will not go. They'll fight for the rebound. Kinder comes away with it. He doesn't have numbers, so he'll pull things up and bring things back out front. To Goss for three. Too hard. Booth with a rebound, takes it out to the corner, picks up his dribble, gives it to Goss. Thought about another three. Instead, he'll spin it around to Ray over on the left wing. Ray will bring it up, then a one-hand pass goes out of bounds and into the many cheerleaders over there. We had all the, in the pregame activity, we had pre-kindergarten, kindergarten, first, second, third, fourth, you name it. The little munchkins were all over the floor and did an outstanding job, as they always do. Hats off to the Lincolnwood varsity cheerleaders for preparing those girls for an outstanding show. Lincolnwood with the ball as we approach the halfway mark of quarter number one. We're tied 2-2. Over on the wing, Goebel takes it down inside to Hopper. Now it goes back up top to Herman. Whoa, Herman is going to be decked as he tried to go up. Both Goss and Booth had him shielded and made sure he went nowhere. Booth will pick up the foul, and that will be personal foul number two on Ethan Booth. The one thing that Coach Ty Locks least wanted to see happen was his big boy getting early foul trouble, but Booth has two. Herman, the 6'4 senior, to the free throw line to shoot the first of two. It goes off the right side, no good. He'll get another. In case you're just joining us, Lincoln defeated Nokomis 64-27 in game one of our Saturday night doubleheader. And here it's still locked 2-2 as Sam Herman eyes the second free throw, tries the second free throw. He can't buy it. It caught back iron, and there was Kinder, the sky, for the rebound. Brent Kinder is listed as 6'2", but I tell you what, he is a leaper. He gets up high for the rebound. Now Goss gets the ball into Kinder. Kinder bumps, got a little space created. His shot won't go, but Booth on the backside gets the offensive rebound and the putback. And the Bulldogs have a 4-2 lead. Over on the wing, it goes to Sidwell. Sidwell's got the ball on the right side. He'll go back up top to Goebel. Goebel back to Sidwell. Sidwell will dribble it back up, and they'll reset the offense. Looking for a cutter inside, but nobody's there. Instead, they'll get the ball off to Hopper. Back up top for a three. Bottom of the net for Sean Goebel. So Goebel gets the tray, and the Lancers get the lead 5-4. to Goss. It goes to McCullough to Ray. Ray tries a sweeping hook shot. It won't go. He and the defender both go to the deck. No foul called. Back the other way, going quickly. The Lancers shot will not go. The Bulldogs come away with a rebound, and the Lancers get the steal. With the ball is Evan Hopper. Now he throws it away. So a turnover each way gives Staunton three, gives Lincolnwood two. Staunton with the ball, trailing by one as we approach the three-minute mark of the first quarter. Slapping and reaching for the ball and sliding to the floor is Cole Sidwell. Kinder gets the ball back, and the Lancers settle in on the defense as Ray has the ball now out near midcourt. He'll dribble over to the right, now back to the left. Now he gets Kinder, who tries to find Booth underneath. Reverse layup is good. Give Booth the 2 points, giving him six for the game, but give Kinder an outstanding pass on the assist to put Staunton up 6-5. 2:30 to go, first quarter. We're about to have our first substitution as Braxton Schmidtke reports to the scorer's table. Down to 2-2-2 on that first quarter clock. Sean Goble with the ball, kicks it over on the wing to Jenkins. Jenkins swings it back up top to Sidwell. Sidwell kicks it to the head of the key. Three-point attempt by Jenkins is long and strong. Bulldogs come away with the rebound. McCullough brings the ball down the floor. Whoop, I thought he traveled. He got away with it. Gave the ball off to Ray. Ray being guarded closely there by Sidwell. Picks up his dribble, gives it to McCullough. Almost lost it. Found the handle. Got it over on the left wing to Kinder. Now back to the right side it goes as it's Ray there. Ray is being hounded out there by Sidwell, playing outstanding defense. Now Ray gets around him, gives it out in the corner to Booth. Booth gets bumped. They'll fly to the floor. Coming up with it is Sidwell as he gets the ball. He'll ask for a quick timeout, will coach Matt Milberg, and the timeout will be granted at 1:36. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll take a quick break as well. It is the Staunton Bulldogs 6, the Lincolnwood Lancers 5, back after this one message on WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker, sitting right here behind the scores table up a couple three rows. Excellent vantage point. Huge crowd here tonight. They came to watch a good basketball game and some little cheerleaders as well. The youngsters have performed well already. We're going to give a little bit more of a show, I think, at halftime as well. Lincolnwood inbounds. It's Goble who's going to drive down the lane, off the glass, and good. Sean Goble simply found a little seam in the defense. He went right through it for his fifth point of the night. Makes it 7-6. Lincolnwood with the lead, Staunton with the ball. Once again, the ball is flipped away. This one is Will Jenkins. However, Ray recovers, gives it off to Goss. Goss is going to drive to the hole, off the glass. A little scoop shot is good. Frank Goss with that underhand scoop shot, his first points of the game, makes it 8-7 Staunton. Back the other way, it'll go to Jenkins for three. Nope, will not go. Ray fighting for the rebound. They're going to say as he touched it, he had a foot out of bounds. So it'll be Lincolnwood ball. 50 seconds to go for the first quarter. 8-7 is the Staunton lead. Inbounds comes in to Herman. He backs up, takes a shot off the glass. Yes! Herman with that nice soft touch picks up his first points of the game. And it's 9-8 Lincolnwood as we head into the final 35 seconds of the first quarter. Ray with the ball, spins at the free throw line, goes over to the right side, off to Kinder, inside to Goss. Goss is going to be fouled from behind as they were trying to deny him the opportunity to head inside. That'll be Jaden Walker who will pick up his first. And Evan Hopper will return to the lineup as he will replace Will Jenkins. Staunton trailing 9-8 will inbound under their own basket to Kinder. He lost the ball. It goes out of bounds. Turnover number 4 on SHS with 28 seconds to go here in the first quarter. The Lancers will have the ball. Sean Goble will dribble it down as we head inside 20 seconds. They'll wait and be patient. Staunton setting in a 3-2 zone. Staying back in. We hit the 10-second mark. Coach Milberg says, I think it's about time we get going. To Goble it goes. He'll go off the elbow. Stop and pop. A little long, a little strong. Rebound comes down to the Bulldogs. Long shot by Ray. Will not catch iron. And that's the way the first quarter ends with Lincolnwood leading Staunton 9-8. We'll be back with the second quarter action after these messages on WSMI. The Bulldogs, trailing by one, will get the ball to start to the second quarter. They will immediately go inside to Brent Kinder. Kinder has one roll around and finally go down, and the Bulldogs are up by one. It's 10-9. Three-point shot in the corner by Braxton Schmedeke goes off the iron. It'll go out of bounds, but they're going to say it was last touch by the Bulldogs. So the Lancers of Lincolnwood will get the ball. Evan Hopper will be the trigger man under his own basket. He'll be back pick set, swinging around, trying to look inside, not there, so he'll go outside to Herman. Herman gets the pass, or gets the ball, and goes down the floor, has his pass deflected. However, it goes into a teammate's hand, who drives. Ethan Booth comes up with it. No, I'm sorry, that wasn't Ethan Booth. That was Jacob Futrell coming up with the steal there. Now, back inside, Kinder knocked down the defender. No foul was called. He goes up for the shot. It goes off the rim. It goes out of bounds. It'll remain Staunton ball. Kinder got away with a little bit of one there, I would say. But as he'll say, I've had him taken away from me a few times as well. In any event, the Bulldogs maintain possession. Gray with the ball in the corner, up top to Goss. Goss swings it around to this side to McCullough. McCullough has his pass deflected and stolen by the Lancers. Behind the back dribble by Sean Goble gets the ball down into the corner to Schmedeke. Schmedeke's pass is deflected, almost went out of bounds. It was saved there by Goss, but right in the hands of the Lancers. Three-point shot is up, no good. Shooter goes flat on his back, no foul call. Bulldogs come away with the rebound. It has been end-to-end action here in the first 8-9 minutes of the ball game. McCullough with the ball. Oh, nice lead pass to Futrell. Futrell's shot is up, and it's good. Jacob Futrell with his first 2 points of the game makes it 12-9 in favor of the Bulldogs. Futrell, a big 6'6 junior, as he is in the lineup giving Booth a bit of a rest here at the start of the second quarter. We're down to 6 minutes to go. With the ball over on the wing is Herman. They'll go inside. Nice shot fake. Then tried to spin underneath. It's going to be a jump ball as Futrell and Herman, and the whistle comes out of the referee's mouth and off the lanyard. The jump ball is favoring Lincolnwood, so it'll be Lincolnwood ball as Sidwell is going to re-enter the lineup. Devin Brown will make his first appearance as Schmedeke and Herman will take a seat for LHS. Inbounds pass comes in to Sean Goble, the 6'3 senior between the circles, going to set the offense. He's got Sidwell behind him. Now they tell Sidwell to go over to the left wing. He'll go over there at the free throw line extended, get a pass out wide, gives it back up top to Goble. Goble into the elbow, stops, wanted to drive through. It wasn't there, so he'll kick it back out for a three that rattles around. Won't go down for Sidwell. The Bulldogs fighting for the rebound. It goes out of bounds off the red and white. Bulldogs in their red uniforms, white numerals, black and white trim. Lancers in their white uniforms with the orange numerals, black and orange trim. Getting the ball in, it finally comes in and shots up by Goble. It won't go, and the Bulldogs come away with the rebound. Down to the other end it goes with Ray. He picks up his dribble, may have slid that foot, got away with it. Goss now spins, goes into the corner to Ray again. Futrell looking to post up inside. Ray's going to go baseline. Shot comes up short. They're going to call a blocking foul against the Lancers. Did not get set. Foul will go against 2-0. That'll be Sean Goble picking up his first. Will Jenkins waits to come back into the ball game as Ray gets ready to shoot the first of two. He'll eye that first one. He'll try that first one. He'll buy that first one. Jenkins back into the lineup. Walker has a seat. Ray gets ready for his second free throw. He'll eye the second one, try the second one. He'll buy the second one. It rattled around on the iron for a while, ran out of energy, and dropped on through. First 2 points of the game for Devin Ray makes it 14-9. It's a 5-point advantage for the Bulldogs from Staunton. Battle of Macoupin County against Montgomery County here this evening. And a packed house on a Saturday night. Just the way you like to see it for high school basketball. With the ball on the dribble is Jenkins. He'll go into the corner for three. It's up and no good by Sidwell. However, they go back inside and find Will Jenkins open. Jenkins gets his first 2 points of the game. And that makes it 14-11. The Lancers have drawn to within three. Kinder with the ball over on the left wing. He'll drive all the way across the other side. Ball was almost stolen. However, the Bulldogs keep control of it. And going to be a travel call as Goss was looking for a foul. Coach Locks is looking for a foul, and he's being very vehement about it. And I'll tell you what, the official is being very patient. And I think now Coach Locks says, I better go try to talk to a different official. Game keeps going on as Lincoln Wilbur will bring the ball in with 4:20 to go till halftime. And setting up the offense will be Sean Goebel. Goebel's going to go over to the left side. He'll give the ball off to Will Jenkins. Jenkins, being guarded by Ray, wants to go left side down that left side of the lane. Now he'll go back up top to Sidwell's. They'll reverse the ball back around to Goebel. Goebel with the ball between the circles. Tries to pass. Ray got it hit, and the fan made a nice catch over there on the second row. So it'll still be Lancers' ball. We're halfway through quarter number two. 14-11 is the Staunton lead. Inbounds pass comes into Goebel. He'll go all the way to the backcourt to retrieve it. Now he'll bring it across on a slow dribble. Ray guarding his wingman, making it difficult to get the ball over there. Now they finally do, as Will Jenkins has the ball. He'll give it up to Cole Sidwell. Sidwell into the lane. His pass is going to be deflected and stolen by McCullough. McCullough with some good hands there to Goss. Now to Kinder. They whip it around quickly. Now to Futrell at the elbow. Futrell sets a screen for Kinder. Kinder goes from left to right and then between the legs. Now he's going to have his pocket pick. Sean Goebel's heading the other way. His scoop shot's up, and it's good. So give Goebel not only a takeaway, but also a coast-to-coast layup. Turnover number six on SHS makes this a one-point game. Staunton 14, Lincoln Wood 13. Staunton with the ball going inside. It's going to be deflected and out of bounds. Evan Hopper at 5'11 did an outstanding job of getting up and spiking that one out of bounds. He'll now get a well-deserved rest as Sam Herman will re-enter the Lancer lineup. With 3:02 to go till halftime, 14-13 is the Bulldog lead. Staunton will inbound to Ray, up top to Goss for three. Rattled around and kicked out. Coming up with the rebound is Devin Brown for LHS. Back the other way, they'll get the ball into Brown. He'll spin to the hole. Shot blocked, got his own rebound. Goes up again, shot blocked again. They're letting them play some ball, folks. Devin Ray the other way. He doesn't have numbers. He's 1-on-5, but he's bound determined he's going to take it to the hole. It went handy over, all the way over. And the Lancers come away with it. Will Jenkins got the rebound. Now at the other end, he gets the kick out for the three-pointer. Give Will Jenkins a three. Give the Lancers. We're going to have a double foul. 24 white and 44 red. 24 white is Devin Brown. 44 red is Frank Goss. They just got tied up going for the rebound. The official called what I thought was a correct call. Two guilty parties each get a foul. So that will be number one on Brown. It'll also be number one on Goss. The Bulldogs will get the ball back, but after the three-pointer by Will Jenkins, it is 16-14. The Lancers have taken the lead. Coach Milberg getting an explanation from the official. And I don't know if he's satisfied, but he is accepting it. Ray picks up his dribble, tries to go into Futrell. Futrell got elbowed right in the chops. And it's going to go against 14 in white. That will be Sam Herman. Kind of a delayed reaction there. But Herman definitely got his money's worth out of that foul, I would say. Bulldogs will inbound. Is that Sam Herman's first foul? Inbounds pass comes into Kinder. Kinder at the free throw line extended over on the right side. Gets a screen over there. And Futrell sets the screen. They'll go to the basket and draw the foul. The foul will go against Will Jenkins. That'll be his first, and it'll send Brent Kinder to the free throw line to shoot two. Kinder with 2 points. Ties the first. Cannot buy the first. Braxton Smedicki comes in to the Lancer lineup as he will replace Will Jenkins as Kinder gets ready to shoot his second foul shot. He'll take a couple three dribbles, bend those knees. Now he'll eye it. Now he'll try it. Now he'll buy it. The Bulldogs, with a very disappointing defeat last Saturday night in the championship game of the Macoupin County Tournament, they lost to North Mac 42-36. But on Tuesday night, they had a good win against Trenton Westland, 43-38. And then last night, a very convincing win at Southwestern, 61-28. On the other hand, the Lancers, they had a disappointing loss, 31-30 to Nokomis in what will be the final championship game of the final Mohawk Classic Wednesday night. And here tonight, these two showing just how evenly matched they are. Herman with the ball, being guarded by Ray. Into the opposite corner it goes to Smedicki. Smedicki shot no good. Rebound up. We're going to have a foul. Nope, we have a travel call first. One official had the fist up indicating a foul. The other official says no, he traveled first. So Lincolnwood going to be charged with their fourth turnover. Evan Hopper is going to have to replace Sam Herman in the lineup. I thought Herman's ankle may have been injured, but he seems like he's walking over to the sideline all right. He'll get a break here with 1:24 to go until halftime. Lancers with a 16-15 lead over the Bulldogs, who have the ball. Ray looking. Oh, nice backdoor pass to Kinder. His shot is blocked from behind. Skying there with 6'3 senior Sean Goble. He came up from behind and got nothing but ball. And as a result of the blocked shot, the Lancers have a one-point lead and the ball with 1 minute to go here in the first half. Goble is going to dribble it over and give it to Sidwell. Cole Sidwell, the 5'11 junior. He wants to go left and gets by Ray on the sideline. He's in the corner now with the ball, wants to come back up top. He'll pass it off to Smedicki. Smedicki tries to bounce pass into the lane. It's going to be a kick ball by the Bulldogs, and so with 42 seconds to go, the Lancers leading 16-15, they'll get the ball back. Smedicki is going to be replaced in the Lancers lineup by Will Jenkins, the 5'11 sophomore, as the trigger person will be Evan Hopper. He'll throw it in from under his own basket. Long lob pass to Goble. Goble swings it back up top as he'll give it to Jenkins. Jenkins with the ball over on the right side, gives it back up top to Goble. Goble holding onto the ball with 30 seconds to go. Bulldogs content to set back in that 3-2 zone. Goble continues to dribble as we get down to 20 seconds to go. Everybody with an opportunity to catch their breath in what's been a frantic first half. Not a lot of points, but there's been an awful lot of action. Pass going inside is going to be blocked by Goss. Coming up with a rebound is the Lancers. Back the other way is going to be Goble, who's going to stop and pop from the elbow off the iron. It will not go. And we have come to halftime, and our halftime score is Lincolnwood 16, Staunton 15. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. The Bulldogs heading from our left to our right as we look down on the action will get the ball to start the third quarter. The inbounds pass comes into Kinder. He'll give it up for Ray. Devin will bring it across midcourt, give it off to McCullough. McCullough trying to work against Jenkins over there. Has the ball off to the side to Ray. Ray looking for Booth inside. Now they find him on a double team, but he goes up and over as the big guy shows he can make a big play. Ethan Booth with his 8 point of the game, his first points since the first quarter. Seesaw battle sees Staunton go back on top now, 17-16. With the ball is Evan Hopper. He'll give it off to Sean Goble up top. Goble back to Hopper at the elbow, thought about a shot. Instead, he'll go inside as he's trying to get the ball into Herman. Herman may have taken steps, was not called. He lost the ball out of control. Ball comes back over to Staunton. Bulldogs have Kyle McCullough with the ball out to Frank Goss. Goss over on the wing to Ray as McCullough cuts through. Pass deflected, going to be given to Booth. Booth with a finger roll is up and good. So the defense there went for the steal, got up in the air. Booth was able to control, and he had an unobstructed view to head to the basket right down the lane as it opened up for him. He picks up his 10th point of the game, makes it 19-16. Inside they'll go to Herman. Oh, nice pass, nice shot. Sam Herman with his second bucket of the night gives him 4 points, makes it a one-point lead. Staunton with the lead and the ball. Off to Goss it goes. His pass is deflected. Going to be stolen. Nope, they're fighting for the ball. Loose ball. They're going to call a jump ball. And the jump ball is going to favor the Lancers. Herman's a little bit slow coming up. It is a jump ball. The arrow favors the home team. So the Lancers will get the ball, and that means that the Bulldogs will get a turnover. Their seventh of the game. 19-18, Bulldogs with the lead, Lancers with the ball. Bringing it down on the dribble is Sean Goble. Goble's going to drive to the right side and dish it off to Sidwell. Sidwell in the corner brings it back out as he'll give it back to Goble. Goble picks up his dribble, back to Sidwell in the corner. Inside they go to Herman. Herman's shot's going to be blocked, fighting for it. McCullough comes down with it. Coach Milberg kicks that bench just like I used to in days of old. In any event, the Staunton Bulldogs have the ball. They'll get it out to Kinder. Man, he had to leap to catch that pass. Did a good job of skying. Now Goss drags his pivot foot as he wanted to throw the backdoor pass, and then all of a sudden McCullough stopped. He had no one to throw to. Turnover number 8 on SHS. And so with 5:45 to go here in the third quarter, Lincolnwood, trailing by 1, will bring the ball down on the court. Sean Goble off to Sidwell. Back to Goble. Goble working against that 3-2 zone of the Bulldogs. Gives it off to Sidwell. They'll look for cutters inside. This time it was Jenkins trying to cut down the baseline. He wasn't open. He'll head all the way out to the corner. Now come back up top. He'll get the pass, and he'll pass it back off to Goble and then go back and sit up low. Out top it'll come to Sidwell. Sidwell between the circles goes over in the corner to Goble. Goble's shot goes off the side of the backboard. Herman comes up with the rebound. His shot's good, and he's hacked in the act. So Sam Herman will pick up 2. Foul will be called on Brent Kinder. That will be his first. And Herman will pick up a bucket. He got the bruise. He'll go to the free throw line, but not until we go to a timeout. 5:08 to go here in the third quarter. And the Bulldogs of Staunton find themselves trailing 20-19. Sam Herman with an outstanding move there as he took that one to the basket in traffic. They were all over his arms. Made no difference. He went up strong, got the shot to drop. Sam Herman has 4 in the quarter, 6 in the game. And as we come out of the timeout, Sam Herman's going to have the opportunity to complete the old-fashioned 3-point play. Well, the timeout is over. The Bulldogs decked out in their red uniforms with the white numerals and black and white trim. They'll go back and set in the 1 and 3 holes of the lane. Actually, it's the 2 and 4 because they don't use the number 1 holes anymore. That's another story. Sam Herman to the free throw line. He'll toe that line, take 2 dribbles. He'll eye it, he'll try it, and he'll buy it. The old conventional 3-point play by Sam Herman makes it 21-19. Lancers with a 2-point lead. That maybe ties the largest lead they've had tonight, as this one has been fought close to the vest all night long. Booth with the ball passes off to Ray over on the right wing. He'll cut through, not open, so Ray will bring the ball back up top between the circles. He'll roll dribble against Sidwell. Can't get anywhere, so he'll give to Goss. Goss has the ball stolen away. Turnover number 9 going the other way. It's McCullough who comes up from behind. Poke checks the ball out of bounds. It'll be Lance's ball as Goss will have a seat, and he'll be replaced by Jacob Futrell in the Bulldog lineup. 4:37 to go for the third quarter. Lancers with a 2-point lead, 21-19. They'll inbound it, getting the ball in to Evan Hopper. Hopper in the corner with the ball, going to drive baseline. Booth shuts him off, so he'll spin, come back out. He'll give the ball off to Goble. Goble's going to pick it up. He'll send it over to the other side to Sidwell. His shot will not go. Bulldogs come up with the rebound. McCullough with the ball. We'll head on down the floor and set up the offense. Bulldogs trailing by two. McCullough wanted to drive, and he's now going to drive that right side. Stops in the corner, passes right into the hands of Herman. Herman going the other way, shuts up, and shots no good as he got partially blocked there from behind. And as we've said several times tonight, they're letting them play some ball here this evening. Ray in the corner for three. Bottom of the net. And he's having a seat on his bottom after he makes that huge three-pointer. That is only our second three of the night. First for the Bulldogs gives them a 22-21 lead. With the ball is Will Jenkins as he'll pull it out. And then swing it over on the right side. Giving it off to Sidwell. Sidwell back to Goble. Goble into the corner. Shots up by Hopper. Comes up a little short. Kinder skies for the rebound once again for SHS. And so at the 3:15 mark, the Bulldogs leading 22-21 will bring the ball across midcourt. Devin Ray wants to drive down the right side. Now he picks up the ball. Has the ball slapped away. Outstanding defense there by Evan Hopper. Turnover number 11 on the Bulldogs. As that Lancer defense is creating some mistakes. Spin move to the hole, off the glass, and good. Sean Goble with perhaps the most impressive play of the night. His ninth point of the game puts the Lancers back in front, 23-22, as we approach the 2:40 mark. McCullough is going to drive to the baseline, pick up his dribble, has the ball slapped away. Booth to the hole. They're going to call him for the charge, I do believe. They will call the charge on Ethan Booth. That will be his third foul. It'll negate the basket once again. The points that could have given the Bulldogs the lead instead will give Ethan Booth a seat as he'll sit down. Now it's Goss and Futrell is the big guys in there along with McCullough as well as Kinder and Ray. Bringing the ball down for the Lancers is Sean Goble. He'll pick his dribble up and get it over to Will Jenkins. Jenkins goes inside as he was looking for Jaden Walker. Walker has the ball go off his hands. Turnover number 5 on LHS. 2-2-1 showing on the third quarter clock as we return to live action and the Bulldogs bring the ball down the floor. Off it goes to McCullough. McCullough being hounded out there. He almost lost it. Now they're going to call him. Red 5 with an illegal screen. That one surprised me. I didn't see that one coming. I thought it may have been a travel. But instead, Ray's going to pick up the foul for Devin. That'll be his first. For the Bulldogs, that will be their third. Lancers have yet to commit a foul in the second half. And so with a 23-22 lead and 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter, the Lancers will bring the ball down the floor slowly. Goble with the ball wants to drive over to the left side. He'll turn. McCullough tried to steal the ball from him. Now they'll fight for the ball. It's going to be last touch. They're going to say that Goble touched it last, so that'll be a turnover against the Lancers. And so Staunton will inbound. Long pass to Booth, and he's going to be slapped down as Evan Hopper gets the foul, but that's not altogether a bad foul for Evan because he kept the ball from going to the basket. So Booth's going to have to earn the points from the free throw line as he'll shoot two. First time to the free throw line tonight, and Ethan makes the first. He'll have another one as Walker will have a seat and Herman will re-enter the Lancer lineup. Booth going to eye the second, try the second. Can't buy it as it caught back iron. Goble comes down with a rebound. Goble goes charging down the left side. He'll go into the corner, giving it off to Jenkins. Back up it comes to Goble. Goble to Jenkins in the corner for three. Nope, off the iron, no good. Herman comes up the rebound, spins to the hole, and it's good. Sam Herman at the right place at the right time. That's been happening here in the third quarter as he's got 7 points in the third quarter, 9 points for the game, and it's 25-23. Lancers with the lead. Booth with the ball. No, they're going to say foul on the floor. It's going to go on 22 White. That will be Hopper. As Hopper is going to be guilty of pushing on the backside of the defense. And the inbounds pass will come into Booth. His fadeaway jumper off the iron will not go. Fighting for the rebound. It's going to be last touch by Kinder and the Bulldogs. And so with 1:16 to go here in the third quarter, the Lancers have a 25-23 lead, and they'll have the ball. Take their time bringing it down the floor. Sean Goble, the 6'3 senior, will walk it across midcourt. He's got down in one corner Evan Hopper. He's got over on the far wing Braxton Smedicki. They'll try to pass the ball inside. They force it, and the Bulldogs do a good job of deflecting the pass and taking it away. Seven turnovers on LHS. Into the final minute we go. Ray for three. Bottom of the net. Devin Ray has caught fire all of a sudden, picking up a pair of threes and giving the Bulldogs a 26-25 lead as we head into the final 30 seconds of the third quarter. Goble's going to bring it out on the dribble and let Hopper get set up at low post on one side, let Herman get set up on the other side. They'll drive and then kick it out in the corner to Jenkins. Jenkins double team. Ray tried for the steal. Instead, Goble spins away from him and goes to the hole, to the glass, and in. What a play by Sean Goble as he took that one to the hole with authority. Brent Kinder will pick up his second foul to the free throw line. Sean Goble with an opportunity to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. 16.8 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Goble for the free throw. He'll spin that ball. Take a couple dribbles. Now he'll eye it. Now he'll try it. Now he'll buy it. Good three-point play there by Goble. Gives him 4 1/4, 11 in the game. 11 seconds to go, 28-26. Lancers with the lead. Bulldogs with the ball. They'll get the ball into Booth. Booth has his shot rejected by Herman. And the third quarter is coming to an end. Oh, a three-quarter court shot by Goble. Caught the backboard and back iron. Did not go in, but it excited a lot of the fans. After three quarters play here at Lincolnwood High School, it is the Lancers 28 and the Bulldogs of Staunton 26. Don't go away. We got fourth quarter action coming your way after these messages on WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker. Up here in the bleachers, Ray to the basket, no good. Booth gets the ball off the floor and puts it in. Right place, right time. Ethan Booth, his 13th point, ties this one up 28-28. Tim Mize brought you our first game of the evening. Nokomis and Lincoln doing battle. We're going to call a foul as we go down here. 44 will get the foul. That'll be Frank Goss. We'll make sure Mr. Mize careful on the highways. I know he's listening to this ball game, and it's an exciting one, as we expected it would be. Three-point attempt is up, and no good by Will Jenkins. And so the Bulldogs come back with the ball as they will be going from left to right. Ooh, McCullough almost lost it. Good defense there by Jenkins. He is very pesky with those hands. Off in the corner to McCullough, now to Kinder on the wing. Kinder up top to Ray. Ooh, Ray almost lost it. He regains it, gives the ball to Booth. Booth gives it off to Ray, thought about a three. Now he's going to have his pocket pick. Loose ball on the floor. They're both on the floor. Lancers are trying to get the ball. They do get hold of the ball. As running down there was Cole Sidwell. He slid, grabbed the ball, and got a rebound, or got the timeout all in the same token. Coach Locks was trying to say that there was traveling there as he was sliding with the ball, but the official says, no, we granted him the timeout, so there is no turnover. It'll be a 30-second timeout for the Lancers. It will come with 6:57 to go. We're knotted at 28. We're going to take one break and be back after this one message on WSMI. Outstanding effort by both teams as two guys got tied up at the midcourt line trying to go for the ball. They were both flat on their stomach. Inbound pass comes in, and a shot goes up by Sean Goble, as he simply went up through the traffic for his 14th point. and the Lancers have taken a 30-28 lead. Ray with the ball, wanted to find Booth inside. Now it's Goss who has the ball over, and Booth is drawing double team at the low post. Off it goes to McCullough back in the left corner. He'll go inside to Kinder. Kinder tries to power up off the glass. Too long, too strong. They fight for the rebound. Going to go off the Bulldogs' hands. Kinder may have been trying too hard there as he was underneath the backboard. He tried to power his way back up to get an angle on the shot. It went over the rim as he and Booth were struggling to get a hands on the ball. It goes out of bounds over to the Lancers. Back to Herman it goes. Out in the corner to Jenkins for three. Off the iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Sean Goble. Goble went skying from behind Kinder to get a hand on the ball, but he deflected it, and it went out of bounds. I mean to tell you, folks, we're having some 100% efforts from all of these young gentlemen out here on the floor tonight. This is what high school basketball is all about. Kinder with the ball between the circles. He wants to drive left, then drive right. He almost lost it as Goble got a hand on it. Now it's McCullough with a finger roll, and it's good. Kyle McCullough, first time we've heard from him tonight. His first 2 points ties this one up 30-30 as we hit the 5:40 mark of the fourth quarter. Now the next question is, will 32 minutes be enough to determine a winner? These two have been fighting tooth and nail all night long, and I guarantee you, those 10 gentlemen there, they're going to have no problem getting some sleep tonight. They're going to be some tired puppies. Goble with the ball going inside. Now he'll give the ball off and dish it to Jenkins. Jenkins tried to drive the baseline. It wasn't there. Kinder comes up with a steal. Kinder going the other way. Has the ball poked away, he regains control and puts it in. Kinder with good ball control there as the ball was poked away, but he regained control. Put the shot in at the five-minute mark. It's 32-30. Staunton with the lead. Lincoln with the ball. Sidwell holds the ball above his head, and then he'll give it off to Goble. Goble will say, let's set the offense up. They'll set two posts, one on each side of the lane, two wings out of the free throw lane extended. Over on the left side, it'll go to Sidwell. He's trying to bounce pass for the second time in a row. There is Kinder to come up with a steal. Nine turnovers on LHS. 4:35 to go. Ball comes out top to Booth. They're going to go a little dribble weave as they'll give it off to Kinder. Kinder's going to go inside. Shots up and good by Booth as Booth reversed. Got to the baseline. Kinder got in the pass. Booth went baseline for the layup off the glass. Makes it 34-30. Staunton by four as we hit the 4:15 mark. Goble saying, let's settle down, guys. Let's get into our offense. Let's get those 2 points back. Off to Jenkins it goes. Jenkins has his pocket pick. Turnover number 10, a costly one, as McCullough comes away with it for the Staunton Bulldogs. And Coach Ty Locke says, I want a timeout. 4:01 showing on the fourth quarter clock. 34-30. Staunton with the lead. We'll be back after these messages on WFMI. Following the timeout, the Bulldogs going to go straight into Booth. His reverse layup, I don't know how he got all the way under the rim, but he did from one side to the other with just one giant step. Yes, he said, Mother, may I. And it's 36-30, Staunton with the lead. Lincolnwood with the ball over in the corner. It'll go to Sidwell. Back up top, he'll give it to Goble. Goble's going to stop and pop. Nope, they're going to call him for a travel. This has been the bugaboo of the Lancers in the fourth quarter as they have scored only 2 points in the quarter and have seen a 2-point lead evaporate and turn into a 6-point deficit. Those turnovers have been costly. They have scored but 2 points in the fourth quarter. Staunton has scored 10 points. Now the ball is going to be deflected. It'll go out of bounds. Last touch by the Bulldogs. That will be their 12th miscue of the game. They had 6 in the first half. They have 6 here in the second half. And so now new life for the Lancers as Evan Hopper will inbound. He'll get it into Herman. Herman's going to have his pocket pick as Ray came up from behind. 12 turnovers each way as both teams play an outstanding defense. Some fans thought that was a travel. The referee did not. Now a poke check, taking the ball away. Evan Hopper, now Ray is going to take it away again, and the foul is going to be called against Devin Ray. Is he going to get caught for the body check on Devin? That will be his second. On the Bulldogs, that will be their 6th. So after the ball is inbounded here, the Lancers will be in the bonus the rest of the night. Still 3:14 showing on the fourth quarter clock. 36-30 is the Bulldog lead. The Lancers will inbound after we do a little maintenance work on the floor, getting the moisture off. Referees are convinced that it is safe to resume play. Evan Hopper, the 5'11 senior, is going to inbound it. He'll trigger from under his own basket. They're looking to go outside. They'll get it up top to Sam Herman. Herman on the evening has 9 points, most of those coming in the third quarter. We haven't heard from him in the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter. Up top, it is Sean Goble on the dribble. Goble looks for a lane. He goes down the lane on the right side. Scoop shot rolls off the rim, no good. Inside 3 minutes we go, down to 2:50. Hit that mark with the clock running. Staunton with the ball in the six-point lead. McCullough picks up his dribble. The ball is deflected. Going to go out of bounds. Going to be last touch by Goss. And so credit Sam Herman with some outstanding defense there. He got a hand on it, but then it went off Goss' hand last. 13th turnover of the game on Staunton. Gives the ball back to Lincolnwood with 2:40 to go as they trail by 6. 36-30. Skip pass all the way over in the corner to Smedicki. Smedicki goes to Herman. Herman shot's blocked. Ray comes up with a rebound. Herman will get caught on the reach in. That was simply a foul of frustration as Sam Herman had his shot blocked. Fighting for the rebound, he'll pick up personal foul number 2. Only the third team foul against the Lancers here in the second half. Going to dry that ball off. There has been some perspiration tonight. No, forget it, folks. There hadn't been any perspiration tonight. There's been some sweat out here as both these teams are putting blood, sweat, and tears into this ball game tonight. Inbounds pass comes into Ray. He gets it into the corner. He's being trapped there by Cole Sidwell. Down to 2:20 and counting as Ray comes across midcourt. He'll spin dribble back out between the circles and give it over on the left wing to McCullough. McCullough looks for Ray, cutting on the baseline. There's Boop on the back door, and it's open. The give and go to perfection as Ray cut through, got the ball at the low post. The reverse pass found Boop wide open to the basket. 38-30 is the Bulldog lead, but a foul going to be called. This one will go against Ethan Boop, and if my numbers are correct, and they are, that will be personal foul number 4 on the Boop. It will send Cole Sidwell to the free throw line to shoot 2. This is what the Lancers need to be able to make some points with the clock stop. They trail by 8. We're one click inside 2 minutes as Sidwell eyes the first. He tries the first. He buys the first. That for Cole Sidwell, the 5'11 junior, his first point of the game. Looking to see if he can double that output here as he looks that basket. He'll take 1, 2, 3 dribbles, spins the ball, eyes it again, tries it again, and buys it again. Sidwell, 2 for 2 from the charity stripe, has drawn the Lancers to within 6, 38-32. Staunton with the lead and the ball. Booth is going to come down to inbounds against the Lancer press. Kinder and Ray, the ball comes in to Kinder. Kinder being guarded there by Goble. Breaks the press, goes down the floor, gets it off to Goss. Goss spins into the lane, finger rolls up, no good. Coming away with the rebound is Jaden Walker. Back the other way, go to the Lancers, see if they can cut further into this deficit. Off the glass and good, Sean Goble with that finger roll and makes it a 4-point game with 101 seconds to go. 38-34, Staunton with the lead, Staunton with the ball when we come back. After these messages on WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back to the studio. I'm Gary Boker, enjoying the heck out of this high school basketball game. Outstanding end-to-end basketball from both teams here tonight. This is one of those nights, as they say, you hate to see either team take a loss on a night like this because they are all playing like winners. Ray gets the inbounds pass, goes into a double team, kicks it back to Kinder. Kinder's able to break the double team and go across midcourt. As he goes round trying to get to the basket, he's going to be fouled from behind by Goble. Sean will pick up his second. That's only the fourth team foul on LHS. They need to pick up a few more here if they want to put the Bulldogs on the free throw line. Inbounds pass comes in It was stolen. Herman had it in his hands, and it went right through his hands. He could not believe it. And now the Bulldogs will set things up. Goble is chasing, and now it's going to be Herman guarding McCullough. McCullough gets the ball out to Goss. He thought about a three and decided we'd better take care of the ball. Ray has the ball poke check from behind. No foul called, but it's going to be out of bounds on Lincolnwood. So with 1:16 to go, the Bulldogs will end down under their own basket. Goss over on one post, Booth on the other. Goss comes circling around, going through the double team. They get the ball into Booth. Booth is going to pull it out, and he's going to be fouled there by Evan Hopper. Hopper will pick up his third. That, however, is only the fifth team foul against the Lancers. And so with 1:13 to go, it'll be Bulldog ball. They'll inbound at the free throw line extended over on the far side. Devin Ray looking for a receiver inbounds. Throws the ball deep, and it's McCullough who comes up with it. McCullough being guarded by Herman loses the ball. Turnover number 14 gives the ball back to the Lancers. Off it goes to Hopper. Hopper goes inside. Loose ball there. They're fighting for it. McCullough comes up with it. And I don't know if they're calling a jump ball. Yes, they will call a jump ball. And this time the arrow favors the Lancers. I think the Bulldogs are wanting a foul there because Ray thought he had control of the ball. And the guy reached over him trying to get the ball. The referees saw it as a jump ball, and that's the way it'll be. So the Lancers get a bit of a break here as they're going to get the ball back. Evan Hopper will inbound under his own basket. He'll go the ball out in the corner to Sidwell for three. Bottom of the net. Cole Sidwell with his first field goal. It's a huge tray, and there'll be a timeout on the floor. Staunton, 38. Lincolnwood, 37. 56 seconds to go after Cole Sidwell buries the tray from deep in the corner. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. On WSMI tonight, Game 1 saw Lincoln defeat Nokomis 64-27. Game 2 in the woodshed, you could call it a barn burner. As Ray gets the inbounds pass, he's facing a double team, now a triple team. He gets the ball off the Booth. Booth gets the ball across midcourt as Sam Herman is going to foul him. For Sam, that will be his third. For the Lancers, that will be their sixth. So with 49 seconds to go and clinging to a one-point lead, the Bulldogs will inbound in front of their own bench. McCullough will be the trigger. He'll look for Goss going deep. Now he'll have the pass deflected, and coming up with it is the Lancers, and they'll turn right around as Hopper made the steal. Then he handed it right back to the Bulldogs, so a turnover each way. And now a foul is going to be called against Cole Sidwell. That will be the seventh, and that will send the Bulldogs to the free throw line. It'll be Devin Ray to shoot a 1-1. Ray, with 8 points to his credit tonight, is 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. Will Jenkins will replace Jaden Walker in the Lancers lineup as Ray gets ready to shoot the first. He'll take that ball in his hands, spin it a couple of times. No dribble, bend the knees, eye it, try it. Off the iron, no good. Herman comes up with the rebound. Back the other way go the Lancers. With 40 seconds to go, they trail by one. It is Goble on the dribble. Goble looking to go inside. Now he'll swing it over on the wing to Sidwell. Back to Goble. Goble wants to go through and two. Sean Goble, 6 point of the quarter, 18th point of the game. Lead goes back to the Lancers, and now a steal, and there's going to be a jump ball called as they're screaming for a tie-up, but the official said nobody had clear possession of the ball. And so it is going to be a jump ball. Now Coach Milberg is out here trying to plead for a timeout. He will not get that with 19 seconds to go. Now he'll take the full timeout, but it'll be after the jump ball was declared. The arrow this time is favoring Staunton. So the timeout is granted to Lincolnwood. But after the timeout, Staunton will get the ball on the alternating possession, trailing by one. We'll take a break and be back after this one message on WSMI. The Lincolnwood Lancers on Wednesday night lost a heartbreaker to the Nokomis Redskins 31-30. They don't trail by one now. They lead by one now, but following the timeout, Staunton will have the ball. Can the Lancers get one more stop? We shall see. Can the Bulldogs get one more basket? We shall see. McCullough to inbound at the free throw line extended over on the far side. Booth is there to set a screen. They'll get the ball into Ray. Ray on the dribble as we go inside 15 seconds. He dribbles down, now goes behind his back. Over to the left side, gives it off to Kinder. Kinder tries to get the ball into Booth, and Booth has it stolen away as the Lancers defense had him throttled. 16th turnover of the game. Foul is going to go against Frank Goss. That will be his third with 8.3 seconds to go. They'll walk the length of the floor. To the free throw line will go Evan Hopper. Hopper will shoot a 1-1. Coach Locks will take a timeout. We will keep it here. After one quarter of play tonight, Lincolnwood led 9-8. At halftime, Lincolnwood led 16-15. After three quarters of play, Lincolnwood led 28-26. With 8.3 seconds to go, Lincolnwood leads 39-38. They will be to the free throw line, as it will be Evan Hopper to shoot a 1-1 as they break the huddle. Can Lincolnwood hold on to secure the victory and take that bad taste of a one-point loss on Wednesday night out of their mouth? A big part of that will be what Evan Hopper does right here, right now. He wipes off the bottom of his feet, takes that ball, spins it, no dribble, eyes it, tries it. He can't buy it. Booth comes up with a rebound. Booth almost had it stolen. He's trying to get it to Ray. He does. 4, 3, 2, 1. Ray from midcourt comes up short. And the Lincolnwood Lancers come away with the victory. 39-38 over the Staunton Bulldogs tonight. What an outstanding ball game. Everybody in the gymnasium, and I mean everybody, is on their feet as they are applauding both teams for an outstanding, I mean outstanding, high school basketball game tonight. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll try to recap this exciting high school basketball action that you've been listening to on WSMI. What a night in the woodshed. You couldn't ask for any better basketball than what we saw tonight. It came down to, on the final opportunity, real opportunity, the Lincolnwood defense collapsed on Ethan Booth when they tried to force the ball into him. The defense got a steal. They got a foul, and even though the free throw was missed, the defense once again prevailed as the Bulldogs had trouble getting the ball down the floor. The best they could do was a half-court shot by Devin Ray, and as a result, the Lancers of Lincolnwood come away with a 39-38 victory. At one point in the fourth quarter, Staunton had a 36-30 lead. From then on, Lincolnwood outscored them 9-2 to take victory from the jaws of defeat and pick up their 15th win of the season. Looking at the Staunton Bulldogs' individual scoring as they see their season record drop to 12-9, they were led by Ethan Booth, who was shut out in the second quarter, but with 6 in the first quarter, with 5 in the third quarter, and with 8 in the fourth quarter, he ended the night with a game-high 19 points. He was, however, the only Bulldog in double figures. A couple of free throws and a couple of threes for Devin Ray. He ended with 8 points. Then it was 5 points for Brent Kinder and 3 points for Frank Goss. And then also 2 points for Kyle McCullough and 2 points for Jacob Futrell. quarters of 8, 7, 11, and 12. The Bulldogs were 4 for 7 from the free throw line, committed 16 turnovers, and lose this one 39-38. For the Bulldogs, their season record drops to 12-10. Next up for them, they will have a busy week next week as Staunton is at Mount Olive on Tuesday. They have a home date with Calhoun on Wednesday, and they're at Greenville on Friday. For the victorious Lincolnwood Lancers, who see their overall season record improve to 15-9, they were led in scoring by Sean Goble, as he was a man possessed, and it's only fitting, as T. Tote says, when you take the ball to the basket, good things happen, and that's exactly what Mr. Goble did tonight. He penetrated that right side of the lane. He got some spectacular shots off. They went in. Sean Goble, the 6'3 senior, finishes with 18 points on the night. Then it was 9 points for Sam Herman, 5 points for Cole Sidwell, 5 points for Will Jenkins, and the final 2 points from Evan Hopper. Quarters of 9, 7, 12, and 11. The Lancers were 4 for 7 from the free throw line. They committed 12 turnovers, but in the end, what really counted, they came up with one more point than did the Staunton Bulldogs, and the Lincolnwood Lancers win this one 39-38. They will have a home encounter next Tuesday against Ramsey, and then home next Saturday against Sangamon Valley. But as for tonight, a victory for the Lincolnwood Lancers over the Staunton Bulldogs, 39-38. High school basketball, folks, doesn't get any better than this. At this time, we would like to take the opportunity to thank all of our sponsors for making these high school broadcasts possible. Without them, we would not be able to bring these games to you. And, of course, a special thanks to all of the fine folks, including Coach Matt Milberg here at Lincolnwood High School for their hospitality. And, of course, thank you to you fans for listening in. Special thanks goes back to the studio to Megan Cordy, who produced tonight's games. Recapping, the score of our first game tonight saw Lincoln defeat Nokomis 64-27. And in game two, the nightcap, well, I'll tell you what, it'll do anything but put you to sleep. Lincolnwood, 39. Staunton, 38. That's our final from the woodshed. And this is Gary Boker saying so long from the hard court.